South Point is the southernmost phase of 800 acres out of the Promontory Specially Planned Area, first approved in 2001. The phase was planned for a golf course and 285 residential units. The applicants, with the firm South Point Utah, are asking to drop the golf, increase the density to 1,020 units, and add some 190,000 square feet of commercial. Attorney Tom Ellison, representing the project, said it would address a critical housing need in the county, as well as boost employment and property tax revenues. He said the benefits would include open space and trails, a 348-acre regional public park, and locations for a school, transit site, fire station, and a children's justice center, the latter not in the project location, but near the Summit County Courts in the industrial park. He also said they would increase the planned employee housing units in the project from 35 to 60. The hearing drew an audience of about 35 people. Everyone speaking up criticized the project. Tom Horton said he's an advocate of affordable housing, but he said the project doesn't address the range of area median income where there is a need.
You know, to use language that's in fashion now, this is fake affordable housing. I think it's particularly dangerous because it provides an illusion that we're doing something for workforce housing. It gives us a rosy glow for a few years, but in 10 years we realize, wow, we really didn't do anything. That's happened with any number of developments in the Schneiderville Basin, which were intended to be workforce housing, but now are second homes and nightly rentals. Let's not make that mistake again.
The applicants have also proposed that 250 units in the project would be restricted to give priority to employees in the county. But Stephen Bobrowski said he doubts that will fly legally.
I honestly do not believe that the deed restrictions that if you buy these houses and you must live and work in Summit County will hold up in court. I've spoken to several lawyers about this, and the fact comes down to it is if you buy a house here and then get transferred to Salt Lake City, sorry, you got to sell your house? Doesn't seem like this would hold up. Or I'm sorry, you have a great offer on this house, but that person doesn't live in Summit County, so you have to take less money. I guarantee you there'd be lawsuits about this right off the bat.
Other speakers said they support affordable housing, but not in that location. Gail Pace said the large Silver Creek Village project near Highway 40 should build out before a project like this is approved. And Pat Cohn, who was on the county commission that approved Promontory, said they did not intend to bring this level of growth to Browns Canyon. In his presentation, though, Tom Ellison said the project doesn't intrude on the rural agricultural areas of the eastern county, but it does comply with many of the principles in the Eastern General Plan.
These policies reflect growth policies that support developing near infrastructure and identifying locations that allow higher density. Economic development policies encourage neighborhood commercial of the type we're providing, and as well recreational opportunities and businesses that would help to provide a range of jobs based in Eastern Summit County. The housing policies promote a mix of housing types.
He also said the project's emphasis isn't so much affordable housing, but supplying middle-income residential.
We've got the employee housing piece, but we are offering a middle-income project, largely focused on 80 to 120% AMI. When you provide move-up housing for people, I mean, the whole system isn't working now, but by providing move-up housing, you provide an opportunity for some people to move out of housing where they have equity and literally move up into some of this middle class housing. And so it starts to free up the market.
He also said they've documented that the project won't cause unacceptable transportation impacts, that Browns Canyon Road and Highway 248 have an adequate carrying capacity, and he disagreed with the county's traffic engineer that additional lanes or right-of-way have to be added to the roads. But planning commissioners said the project will have serious impacts while it doesn't bring any benefits or solve any problems for East County residents. Planning Commissioner Don Sargent said the project, with density numbers equal to Camas, is in the wrong location. He said it's a higher-end project that won't likely help eastern residents with housing or employment.
I don't think the majority of deployment would come from eastern Summit County as well, nor do I think the public park would serve eastern Summit County as well as being proposed. I think it would serve this development, and where it's a Snyderville Basin recreational park, it would be more tailored towards Park City and their recreational facilities, which are wonderful. I feel this is an impact to this area. It will, in my opinion, be a negative project that would destroy the rural small town character and lifestyle of eastern Summit County residents, particularly those residents living in this immediate vicinity. Essentially, in my frame of reference, is a project of countrywide sprawl.
Another panel member, Louise Willoughby, said on balance she cannot support the project.
I appreciate the positive things that you show that your plan would take care of on your chart, open space, things like that, but this huge housing increase is not a benefit to Eastern Summit County. I feel like it's proposed for people living somewhere else. The medium house price is a huge concern for me. Transportation is a gigantic problem for me. I just come from Disneyland, and I don't feel like we need another Disneyland in Browns Canyon. It's crazy to think that we need to start with something like that. I feel like 200 and however many houses is oodles, and we really don't need to increase that by one more.
And Tom Clyde said when the project was first presented, he was probably the planning commissioner most sympathetic to it.
But I thought the potential was there to make a significant change in the housing market and the sort of warped pricing and market that we're in. But to get to where I would be happy with it, having a few rent-controlled units doesn't do it. I would need a covenant that went to all of the units that prohibited nightly rental, that prohibited vacation rental, that prohibited Airbnb, that basically said this is somebody's permanent home and they're going to live here and raise their kids here. And that's not been offered. What's been offered is that most of the units are free market resort condos and you know, whatever the market will bear on that. So you kind of lost me on that early on.
Eastside Planning Commissioner Tom Clyde. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.